And Simon Tov Kuf Tesef Gimel, the Mechaber says, Ofos Shememalem Osam Basar Ubeitz, and birds which you fill with meat and eggs, Mutter Litofram Biyom Tov. You're allowed to sew up these chicken. As long as you had prepared the string beforehand in order to tie it up on Yontif, you have to prepare the string before Yontif, meaning tying it on Yontif is considered to be machshirin, which were unable to be done before Yom Tov, and therefore we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that machshir yochal nefesh, which couldn't have been done before Yom Tov, is permissible. However, you need to prepare the string beforehand, because if you don't prepare the string beforehand, then we're afraid that you might come to tear the string in order to get it down to a certain level, which is for sure aser, because that tearing the string could have been done before Yom Tov. As the Mechaber says, Yizar shaliyachtol chachot b'yom tov, you need to be careful not to tear it. Rather, you need to prepare before the sewing, before Yom Tov, you need to prepare it already, that it be the appropriate size. And if you were to cut it on Yom Tov, that would be tikkun kli, because you're making the string now usable for the time that you need to be done, after you've already tied the bird. So we'll see that you're allowed to cut off any remaining string afterwards, as you've already used it, so now you'd be able to cut it. Again, once you have already tied, so then you'd be allowed to cut or burn the remainder of the string, because that could not have been done before Yom Tov. The Koheles Yaakov points out that tefira, sewing, is not really, or tying, is not one of the malachas which is permissible for ochal nefesh. So how come over here we allow it? So he explains that even malachas which are not permissible for ochal nefesh, that's only when they're being done for long periods of time. But if it's something that is clearly being done for eating right now, so then even that malacha would be permissible. Siv Dalid. Mutar lachtoch biyom tov ege gedayim va'ofos mekulasa mechutim tvurim v'chein yicholim lesrof psila usmartot shakoshim ba'of. Anything which you're using to tie up the bird which could not have been done before a yom tov, you're allowed to do it. So again, earlier, in Sif Gimel, that was doing a tikkun, and therefore it was a problem. But here, there's no tikkun going on, so that's why it is going to be okay. Again, in Sif Gimel, it was talking about before the tying, so you can't cut the string. But here, in Sif Dalet, we're talking about where you've already tied up the animal, so now you would be allowed to cut the string at this point. The reason that cutting a string, even on Shabbos, could be permissible, according to the Berlacha, is if it's not Shayach Kriya Amanas Litfor, if it's not Shayach that you're tearing it in order to sew it up again, because the string can't be sewn up again because it's so thin, so then that's going to be permissible. There's going to be no problem of Korea. The only problem here would be the Tikkun Kli of the string that you're now using to tie up the bird, to sew up the bird. But the tearing of the string itself, Alts Korea, is not going to be a problem because you can't re-sew such a string. That's what the Berlacha says in Hilchos Shabbos. Siv Hei, Mutter Lalabein B'Yom Tov Kli Barzel She'afu Bo Pladin Shel Gvina V'Achar Libun Yefu Bo Pashtida Shel Basar. You're allowed to heat up on Yom Tov a metal beam, which was which was used for baking something which was milchix, and now after heating it up, you want to use it to cook fleishix. That's okay, as long as when you heat it up, you use this kli for the food immediately. Why does that have to be? So that it's clear that the heating up is really being done for ochal nefesh purposes, for cooking, for baking the meat thing, and not that you're heating it up in order to kosher it to use for meat. But if this metal utensil was not used for milchix or fleishix, rather it was used for non-kosher, so then asr labno afil lepos b'tvar heter, then you're not allowed to do liban on it to heat it up to kosher it in order to use kosher food. Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here, that when we're talking about a case where you baked something dairy and then you want to bake something meat on it, so since the dairy is hetera bala, it's really food which is permissible, you don't need libun gamur, that it be burned completely, rather libun kal, a little bit of burning would be enough, and therefore it's mutter to do this on Yom Tov, because that kind of heating up of the utensil is not clear that you're doing it to kasher, because you do that even when you want to bake or cook on it. But if it was used for non-kosher, where you need libun gummer, has to actually have sparks coming off of it that hot, so then it's clear that you're doing that for so that you can kosher it, which would be tikkun kli, which would be a problem. But again, when you used it for dairy and now you want to use it for meat, so the heating up that you have to do for that is a lower level, where it looks like you're doing it for eating purposes, to cook, bake on it, and not for koshering purposes. Again, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it was impossible to kosher even from non-kosher before Yom Tov, such as that it became treif on Yom Tov, so you would not be allowed to kosher it because it looks like a tikkun kli. There are achronim in the Mishnah Berurah quotes who are mekil when you couldn't have done the liban before Yom Tov, but you definitely can't teach others about this. The reason that it's not considered to be tikkun kli according to those lenient opinion is because since you could have used it for cold, so that's why it still is usable on some level, so therefore it's not a complete tikkun kli even when you want to use it for hot. And this heter of koshering the kli from milchiks to fleishiks on Yom Tov is permissible even if you could have koshered it before Yom Tov, since that what you're doing is really just for baking, you want to use it for Ochel Nefesh purposes, therefore it's okay even if you could have done it before Yom Tov and you did it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham over here, who points out from here it sounds like even on a weekday you're allowed to kosher from Milchiks to Fleishiks if you want, but the Minhag HaOlam is to not kosher from Milchiks to Fleishiks. As the Prima Gadim says, the Minhag, if you want to change from Milchiks to Fleishiks, is we make it non-kosher first. And so a lot of people will kosher for Pesach. That's when they'll switch things from Milchiks to Fleishiks. But in general, we don't. The Minhag is not to do something straight from Milchiks to Fleishiks. And the reason is because we're afraid that if we allow you to kosher from Milchiks to Fleishiks, that people will end up just having one kli and switch back and forth, and they might end up messing up. So in order to prevent people from messing up and using a and trafing up a kli, we say better to have not kosher from Milchiks to Fleishiks unless it becomes traif in the middle, or for Pesach. Rama adds, V'ua din d'asr l'hagil kli b'yom tov, you're not allowed to do hagala on Yom Tov, just as you can't do Libun Gomer, you can't do Hagala on Yom Tov either, again, if it's clear that your intention is to kosher. So we said Libun Kal is okay because there you're doing it in order to bake on it, so it's going to be okay. But Hagala, you're not doing it. There's no cooking involved in the Hagala that you could claim that you're actually cooking something here. By the Libun Kal, you're heating it up in order to cook on it. But here, you're not going to be cooking in that. You're going to take the item and then do something else with it. So even if you want to use it afterwards for Yom Tov purposes, the heating up of the water is not for Ochel Nefesh purposes. The heating up of the water is for koshering purposes, which is not allowed. That could have been done before Yom Tov. And if you were not able to do the Hagala before Yom Tov, such as it became treif on Yom Tov, so then many Achronim are Megil, because they say it's considered to be Machshir Yochel Nefesh, which could not have been done before Yom Tov, and others, but you shouldn't teach others, as we said, Halacha V'ein Morin Kain. But if you had boiling water that you heated up for Ochel Nefesh purposes, then you're allowed to use that to do Hagala. So if you heated up water to cook with, and now you already have the hot water, so you want to use it for koshering, that you would be allowed to do as well. So if you want to heat up water to make tea with it, and then you want to use that same water to do Hagala on, so that would be okay. Finally, says Rama, Mutter Lavin Shpud Shatzalu Bobasar She'edam Aluach Barotza Lach Sorbelitzel Sobiyom Tov. You're allowed to heat up a spit which was used for roasting meat which was not salted, and now you want to use it to roast more food on Yom Tov, you'd be allowed to do Liban on that spit. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because since Medina, you don't really need to do Liban. Rather, it's just a minhag to do Liban on this. Therefore, it's not considered to be a tikkun kli when you do the Liban, and you can do this even if you could have done it before Yom Tov.